The excited talk of an electoral college tie this election season might lead the average voter to believe that this outcome was previously unimaginable. But we've not only thought it possible, we've planned for it. There's a plan for an electoral college tie. Under the Constitution, the decision is handed over to members of the House of Representatives. And there's a plan in the event of ties between politicos running for offices lower than the presidency. Under state legislation, the decision is handed over to Lady Luck. You heard right. Lady Luck gets involved because election tie statutes often break a tie as would any dealer in Vegas. In Illinois, for example, should candidates receive an equal number of votes, the statutes call for a decision by lot, which means that the contending candidates come together on a certain day and in a dignified manner befitting their aspiration to high office, cross their fingers and pick sticks or toss a coin. Heads, I win the coroner's job. Tails, I slink away into political obscurity. And lest you think that this would never happen, I quote from a case describing the winning candidate's dream and the losing candidate's nightmare. Pick a politician running for Fayette County State's Attorney, either the Democrat Mr. Huber or the Republican Mr. Resnick. Now slip into his shoes and imagine this scenario. I, Mr. Huber, gave the clerk a quarter from my pocket, a 25-cent piece. She flipped the coin, and while the coin was in the process of leaving her hand and going into the air flipping, Mr. Resnick called heads. The coin came down, she completed the flip, showed me the coin, and it was heads. Which proves that election ties happen more often than you might think. Just ask Mr. Resnick, the winner of that coin toss, which a court later called an inept one. Or better yet, ask Mr. Huber, the one who chose tails by default and lost the state's attorney's job. The coin toss broke what was an election tie, 4909 to 4909. The court found the game of chance, inept as it was, a perfectly legal means of resolving the Democratic deadlock. Some 94 years before the Resnick-Huber coin toss, candidates for town clerk for the Coles County town known as Seven Hickory also faced off twice, once at the ballot box and once afterward when the ballots split evenly. There, they drew lots. The tie was broken, as likely was the spirit of Cortez B. O'Hare, the candidate who drew the short straw. Of course, elections officials break out the games of chance only if they first determine that the voters are really, truly deadlocked. As we all know now, the first resort in a close election is likely to be a recount rather than a coin toss. And that leads to arguments over whether or not it's possible to determine voter intent from each ballot. In one particularly amusing to everyone but the candidate's case, each candidate received half a vote, making the tie 248.5 to 248.5. Like the case of the unfortunate Mr. Huber, this case, too, was resolved by the flip of a coin. So Mr. Durst became town supervisor on a vote count of 248.5 plus a quarter. All of which is enough to make you think that maybe the framers of the Constitution got it right after all. As messy as resort to the House of Representatives might be in the case of a presidential deadlock, it sure beats electing the leader of the free world based on a flip of fate. I'm Amy Guida.